Tanya, Tipas Cholam Shenoflo Lachaticha. Kevin Shenof Natan Bechaticha. Chaticha Atzma Nashes Nevela. The Oseres is Kol Lachatichos Kul Meshen Mina. Divi Rabbi Yehud. Okay, this we know. Rabbi Yehud Mina Lo Batal. Chachamim Omin. At Tita and Tan Berote Bevekibu Bechatichos. Of course, the Rabbanan don't hold Mimbe Mina Lo Batal. So of course, they're going to argue on the opinion of Rabbi Yehud. Rashi. Rashi's always the best Rebbe. Kevin Shenos Tatan Beosa Chaticha Koloma. This is the last eight narrow lines in Rashi and Kufchesed base. Kevin Shieshbo Kedelite in Tan Beosa Chaticha Hakol Aser. Vafilu Nieres Hakedera. Yikol Meimar Nechlak Lakula. Or Ein Bo Kedel Aser. Afilach Yoser. Vatama Mefarash Lakame. Vnei Shehen Mino. The Fichach Oseres Kula. Vafilu Hein Elef. Sheish Ben Kedelavat Lachaticha Seser. Kevin Demino Ninu Lo Bottle Tama the Bosser to nothing me name. Sha'af Tama Bosser Nasar Bosser the Bosser's Min Bemino. The Bemino Lo Bottle. Straightforward. The Chachamim Omashti Tintam Kosaka Daitoch. That Tipo Kaimi. Achi Hebo Kadelite in Tam Bukula. Ain Kaniser. I feel the Bechaticha Rishona. Why? Neshu Chodem in Israt. Aha! Aha! Says Rashi. This is the Gemara is assuming at the beginning, this mandama chacham is the whole efshel softo mutter. Kipa, dak shal basa shirad shulei kadeira. Fine. So far, so good. The brisa gets complicated with the words of Rebbe. And again, I apologize in advance, we can't go to every nuance of this Rebbe's statement back and forth, but just some of the highlights to help us understand the sugya. Omar Rebbe, nirin divi Rabbi Yehuda b'shalo nir b'shalo kisa. V'divrei chachamim v'shenir v'kisa. Rashi, nirin, v'forash l'kamei kula milsa the Rebbe. Rashi is telling us it's complicated. Says the Gemara. Ma'ilo nir v'lo kisa. Ilayim alo nir klal v'lo kisa klal. He never stirred the pot, never covered it. Mivla bola miflat lo polit. What does that mean? Rashi, Ilei Malon Nir Klal, Amayinis Nitharos Acheros, Mivla Bola, Hichaticha Mifadlo Polit, Ba'acheros Es Tam Acholov, Shacholov Begago Shal Chaticha Hava. We saw this a little while ago. Right, half in, half out, the roof, etc., etc. This Gemara is very strong line. This is what we saw quoted from the Ravid yesterday. It indicates that you simply don't say Chaticha Nas in a veil. Okay? Because if the chaticha is not in the veil, who cares? Miflet lo polit. It doesn't exude the milk that it absorbed. Who cares? The whole thing is a problem. Ella says the Gemara. Lo nir betchila el besof. Lo kisa betchila el besof. Okay, at the end. Frank the Gemara. Amai hobola vaho polit. So now forget. Rashi. Lo nir betchila vekibla chaticha satam vachakach nir vachosu upulatosa. Ba'acheros, ha'bola v'ha'polet, ma'ashabola o v'chozra, la'teira v'ha'isra shiotzim menam, ein bo kashir lesar. So what does that mean? What it absorbed, it spit out. So v'chozra la'teira. So the Gemara is now assuming, until now, efshel l'softa mutter. No, kasav efshel l'softa was. Stop right over here for a moment. Get an impression of the last four words in the daf that until now the Gemara was not working with that assumption. It's a pashup shot. Rashi says, "Efsof to osur, meshav kula nasis iser, kol anischa bimena osur, kol anischa ba osur, kev the aftam basa shabu neser chozer yosak alcheiros, afilu ein elef the mibim mina lo batal." So again, you get an impression that until now the Gemara wasn't working with that assumption. So the Ravid quotes this Gemara as a question. On a simple level, we can answer this Gemara. You're right. This Gemara is against Chanan, but this Gemara also is holding until this last line. Efshel l'softa mutter. Of course, it's against Chanan. So I'm just that's what other posts can presumably say to deflect the question of the Rabbi that we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday. But now we have to see just a few more lines in the Gemara of Kuftes to see the kasha which is going to be asked against the Rabbi. So then remember, this is now till now we had the luxury of assuming Efshel l'softa mutter. Now that the last three words, Efshel Softa Wasser, now we have to go and see at least part of the sugya, Rabbi Osai, on Daf Kuftes Seven Alf. Not every last word, but a good chunk. Says the Gemara, Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Ki Nir Mitchila Vatsof, Vekisa Mitchila Vatsof, Osser. What does that mean? Rashi. Midik Omar Roan I Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Bishalo Nir Mitchila, Aval Eini Roe Es Mashahu Osser. Afishanir Michlal the EU Afishanir Usr. Right? That makes sense. There's some textually makes sense in the sugya. Frank the Gemara. Amai Holo Bolo Klal. Rashi. Very important Rashi. Very important Rashi. What do you mean Holo Bolo Klal? What word is missing in the caption of Rashi? Did you notice that? There's a word missing in the caption. What's the word? Klal. Is another girsa somewhere? I'm saying it for a reason. Holo bolo klal. Oh, again, we have the word klal. Rashi doesn't say the word klal. What does Rashi say? Holo bolo chaticha rishona yosem in ahona. Uvetipa zos ain't shir lesvas kulon. Rashi didn't say the way I flip shot, anything, but I didn't absorb at all. Rashi said whatever was absorbed is diffused throughout the entire contents of the pot. keep that in mind, okay? Emo lo near yofe yofe velo kisa yofe yofe. That's what we're afraid about. Rashi shem lo near tchila yofe ubala o v'achakach polta k'shenir besov uvahog zera lo sava le rebbe kavasei ala be'ev shel esov to oslo min b'mina lo batal sava le kavasei. See, take he agrees ev shel esov to was us. He agrees b'mina lo batal. Just disagrees on one nakuda about it, will you make a gzeir or not? Shem alo also yofa yof. So far so good. About say push up shot. It's literally like you know just paschalas gemara. Just look at push up shot in the sugya. Omar ma. We have to take it slowly, one step at a time. V'divrei chachamim b'kishanir v'kisa. Again, this is all part of Rebbe's original statement. I agree with chachamim by nir v'kisa. With me so far? Good. Says the gemara. My near or my kisa. Ilema near besofa near betchila. The kisa besofa or kisa betchila. Wait a minute. Ha'amis nearin divi Rabbi Yehuda baha. In that particular case, we say that Rabbi Yehuda, you agree with Rabbi Yehuda. What's going on? They agreed it is a problem. Rashi. Ilema near besofa or betchila. Afagav the kibla satam kama rebbe. The ro who was divi amatirin. Hove near besofa because of an ischap. No! Great! Takamutta, Rashi. The raw Divya material, Bazu, the came at the Pasha Mithila Atam Bilkula, Kadera, the Aid Book and the Lesser Askula, Mutter, for the raw Divya Rabbiuda, Hachoshe Shemalonir, Yafa Yafa, great! So far it's beautiful, and one little problem. Michlal, the Rabbanan Savri, near besof, v'lo near betchila, kisa besof, v'lo kisa betchila, mutter. That's what they hold, because he's near in Dvarim, right? Rashi, Michlal, the Rabbanan Savri, b'dekama ro'an ears to reyem, v'she near betchila, v'ein ni ro'as to reyem, mashitir v'shelo near betchila, v'ein matir and also v'she near besof, shem schita, Michlal, the Kasavi Efsel Sof, to mutter. Alma Kasavi Efsel Sof, to mutter. Fine. So far, Rabbi Osai, things are in good order. So the machlokes, Tanoi. So it's Tanoi, very nice. That's what we said. Efshel Sof Tanoi, we've succeeded. We started the very beginning of today's year. We started with those words. Efshel Sof Tanoi. Baruch Hashem took us this long to get to the bottom line. It's machlokes and Tanoi. Great. Now comes the Lord. This is terrific. This is beautiful. It's great. Omale Rav Acha Midifti LeRavino. Me my the Efshel Sof to pligi Dilma. Here's the critical line against the Ravid, right? Coming up right now. Efshel Sof to Divi Hakol is Aser. Heaven agrees. Efshel Sof to is Aser. V'hacha b'min b'mino k'mifligi. Rabbiuda l'tamei min b'mino lo batal. Rabbiuda l'tamayu the b'mino batal. Stop right here. This is checkmate on the Ravid. Why the check went on the Ravid? Because the Ravid said Chanan can't exist. What's a synonym for Chanan, Rabbi Osai? Efshel Sokto Osir cannot exist unless you hold Min Bemino Lo Batel. Rabbi Achim did this exactly the reverse. What is he saying? What is he saying? Everyone agrees Efshel Sokto is Osir, which means what we call in our language Chanan, even though according to Rabbanan, the Bimino's bottle, checkmate on the Ravid. Checkmate on the Ravid. This is not my kasha. This is not my kasha. Lecha Mishnah is the kasha on the spot. I asked you to see Lecha Mishnah, not Rambam and Ravid. Mamash before Shigamar against the Ravid. Who defends the Ravid? The later poskim say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Rav Achami Difti's pshat is a very nice pshat. It's such a simple pshat. Why did Rebbe not accept this pshat? You know why? Rebbe holds like the Ravid. As a matter of fact, some of them say the Ravid got it from here. This is his source. From the fact that Rebbe didn't accept Rav Achim Rav Difti's simple pshat, must be the Ravid is right. This has to be called a boomerang. We thought it was a checkmate against the Ravid. No, it's a riot to the Ravid. Not from Rav Achim Difti, from the fact that Rebbe didn't learn Rav Achim Difti. This is what's quoted in the various Achronim, some Sofer, and others. Fine. What's Taka Pshat in the Ravid? The Ravid holds like this. It's about, again, the Mekevus. The Mishnah, they'll say Pshat in the Ravid as follows. You get an impression, Rabbi Osai, from the Sugya, that if there's low near and low Kisa, that nothing comes out. Right? That's exactly his Raya. Right? And therefore, just because a little bit comes out, it shouldn't make that much of a difference. It should still be, you shouldn't say chana. That's what how the Mekevus, the Mishnah, is saying pshat in the words of the, in the shita of the Ravid. And he learns, Rabbi Osai, this you sold. Others say no. The those who will argue with the Ravid will say very clearly, yes, the Gemara at the beginning held that way. That is Raya from the Gemara, but the Gemara at the beginning could easily have been going according to the Mandama. More wasn't clear yet. Right? The Gemara at the end, and the last line says, Efshel Sokto Osir. But until that time, when I was asking the questions, it wasn't clear which side was up. Osir, Mutter. So it could just be Rabbo Sai, the Mandama, Mutter, as I told you at the beginning of the Shia. It's interesting, Rabbo Sai, that the Chazon Ish, he says pshat on the Ravid. He's not Rav Chaim is a pshat on the Ravid. Rav Chaim is not happy as his comments on the Rav Chaim is also in the Sefer in Yoredei Simen Chof. He says as follows, like this: Efshel Sokto Osir. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush on both sides. It's a chiddush. Right now it's not an awesome time. We already spoke yesterday. Two opinions, Efshel Sokto means it all gets out, or at the very least, it's down to 1%, less than Kedena Sinas Tam. That's a Chiddush, Efshel Sokto. It's a big Chiddush. Right now, it's not Nosin Tam. Says the Ravid of Svar, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Min Bemino is Bemashu, so we have precedent for that. We could suggest Min Bemino Bemashu from the get-go. When it comes to Min b'shein aminos, which is basa b'cholof, we wouldn't say b'mashu from the get-go. That not. But if it started off as 2% and went down to 1%, it would make sense to answer it. We already have a precedent for min b'mino b'mashu. We'll call 1% by min b'mino. So the comments min b'shein amino, you need 2% to answer it, more than 1/60. When it goes down to 1%, it'll remain usher based on the precedent of Min Bemino. Wow. But according to the Rabbanon, they have no such precedent, and therefore they say it should not prohibit if right now it's only 1% or less. This is the Chazon Ish's interpretation. That's his interpretation. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Ravid also quoted, aside from quoting this Gemara, We saw the Rabbi would quote two things yesterday. One is this Gemara we just said, on that Kufches and Reis at the bottom. We suggested, the others will say, that's the Mandam Efshel Sokto Mutter. The other is from the Mishnah itself. Let's read the Mishnah itself. Tipas cholov shenafal al chaticha. We'll go back to the Mishnah Rabosa. Kuf chesem enough. Tipas cholov shenafal al chaticha. In yesh rabanos and tam, bosa chaticha, osur. What's osur? What's osur? He insinuates that chaticha is osur. Nir is a kadera, in yesh rabanos and tam, bosa kadera, osur. The whole kadera is osur. But in the reishi holds that the chaticha is osur. So whoops, only the chaticha is osur. Well, what happened to Efshel Sokhto also, the Chaticha Nas and Nevela. Everything should be awesome. So that's his cash at the end in the Raivet. We already have pointed out, the Ran claims that this is a Machlokas Rashi and then Tosfos, and according to Rashi, also in the Reisha goes on the whole Kedera. So that's what those who argue with the Raivet will learn Apshat in the Mishnah. So it seems to me that on the, again, it's hard to understand what the Raivet was really driving at, but two things. Number one, he said, you don't say Chanan if you hold Mim Mino's bottle. We gave an explanation for it. There's a Gemara against it. We said the Gemara, maybe Fakir, the Gemara for it. That's on Kuf Tes. But then the Raivet seemed to go a step further and said, we shouldn't paskin Chanan at all. And he quoted a couple of Raivets from the Gemara and the Mishnah. So the Gemara, we thought, is Van Dev Shal Sof Tomutim. The Mishnah, we thought, that the first word Aser doesn't mean only the chaticha, it could be the kederet, the ramsha. Again, I'm just talking in shorthand. Rabosai, we have to understand one thing that we had discussed, if you recall, the following issue. The issue of Efshel Sokhto by Bosa Becholov. The Ran asked, we saw yesterday, why is Efshel Sokhto discussed only by Bosa Becholov and not in Shari Surim? So the Ran answered, Basa B'cholav is the paradigm. It all starts from there. The whole concept of Shari Surin, and he also committed a time against Rabbeinu Ephraim, is only based on Basa B'cholav. That's what the Gemara discusses it in the core original din, and not in the subsequent dinim, such as Shari Surin. Fine. We already pointed out that certain phrases may be appropriated in different ways. For example, Chaticha nas nevel nafkuf in the Sech Techulin, called the Rabbeinu Ephraim, was a borrowed term. Because you don't say Chanan b'shari sur. The Rashi really pointed this out in his comment here on Daf Kuf Ches. All it means, Rabbosai, all it means is that if the Easter is no Satan b'chaticha, right, then it goes to other chatichas, and it's going to lead to a conclusion, which is that it's going to be mimimino. And Bata B'mashu. Is this such a great teretz? Not such a great teretz. They shouldn't have used that expression. As a matter of fact, if you'll give me, Binyamin, I want to spend a little time today at the beginning of the shiur, a little chazara, in the Torah Sabayis. Now we had Torah, let's review. They really four sfarim in Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis Aruch, Torah Sabayis Kotzer, Bedek Habayis by the Ra'ah, and Mishmeres by the Rashba. Three by the Rashba, one by the Ra. So we already spoke about some of these things we had on the board, I believe it was yesterday. The Torah Sabayis HaAruch. And then we started looking a little bit in the Mishmeres, so we didn't get too far. Oh, maybe this Gemara is in the way. Someone just put this, please. Sorry. So we're going to see a couple of interesting lines by the Rashba and by the Ra. When they have this battle, one of the battles is the idea of Chanan b'shari surim. Let's chazer again. The Rashba is partial to Rabbeinu Ephraim. I told you that's why the Mechaber probably passes that way. Even though it's a minority in the other Rishonim. The Rashba wrote the book on it. He wrote the Torah Sabayis and the Mechaber and the Tur. That's how the paper trail goes. The Mechaber, the Tur, excuse me, going backwards. The Mechaber, the Tur, the Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Mechaber passes that way. Of course, the Ramah is going always with the Baal HaTosfos. I need, you have Torah Sabayis? I need all the various versions of the Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis, Shmera, I need everything. Shmera Sabayis, Bedek Sabayis, Torah Sabayis, Akotzer, I need all four. So just put all four up somewhere.
Which
Bayis? All Bayis, Dalit, Shar, Aleph. We already saw some of these things yesterday, but now we're going to see a little bit more. Now, okay, where are we now? Okay. I'll, I wrote down the sources here. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, please. Thank you. What, to get bigger?
Yeah, I could.
Why is it so stubborn? Oh, there it goes. Okay. So there are both. I wrote down page numbers here because otherwise it's impossible for me to find this. I'm not using my Torah's advice. Numbers over here. So the Rashba Rabosai says as follows. Let's just take a step backwards. Let's say that old Efshel Sochto is mutter. It's not an independent issue. You wouldn't say min b'mino bato. The Rashba says the expression of Efshel Sochto does not matter the original object. The original object is still us. So Mechaber passed in this way, and Siman Kuvav, Sif Aleph, Rabbi says, it's Chazar again, Chazara, open up your Shulchan Aruch. Siman Kuvav, Sif Aleph, it's so important to keep reviewing. Siman Kuvav, Sif Aleph. We told you the steer between Kuvav and Tzadi Beis, and this critical point. Kuvav, Rabbi Sif Aleph. Chaticha Shabola, Paskins, you don't say Chanan B'Shari Surin. Aval chaticha atzma asura, v'she isu sheba eino niflat mimenu legamre. Remember we saw this last week? This is the Rashi's expression where? Not in Torah's Habayis ha-oruch, but in Torah's Habayis ha-kotzer. Torah's Habayis ha-oruch, he says, it doesn't spread out evenly, maybe it's even still more than 2%. Torah's Habayis ha-kotzer, he says, even if it's less than 2%, the most mashal is left inside, it is, in fact, prohibited. This is the expression of the Shulchan Aruch, comes from the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. That's the very, very important to understand that. Okay? As he's pointed this out already last week. Fine. Now, is this because Efshel Sochto was Aser? No! No, Rabosai. No! No. The poskim use the expression Efshel Sochto Aser to describe this phenomenon. It's a borrowed term. We live in a world of borrowed terms. The Koran to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chanan and Tavkuf is a borrowed term. And what the poskim are going to tell you that the original piece is treif because Efshel Sochto Aser, it's a borrowed term. Because the Rashi said it's also even the man Amar Efshel Sochto Mutter. We saw this already yesterday. It's a borrowed term. What term should they really have used? We saw it at the Prima Gadim yesterday. Ein hagola be'ochlin. Even if Efshel Sochto Mutter, Ein hagola be'ochlin. You can't get everything out. A pot, you can get everything out of it. A food, you can't. That expression we already saw in the Prima Gadim yesterday. If we have a chance to see some of these other expressions today, we'll see them again today. Fine. Who is the one who fights with the Rashba regularly? We know who he is. He is the Bedek HaBayis. Let's see if we can find Bedek HaBayis. This is Torah's HaBayis. Let me show you the Kotzer, because he wanted an expression of the Gamre, okay? Let's take a look. I'm going to now press this. Is it going to work now if I try this? Will this work if I press the Kotzer now? Yeah? You have to press this first.
I'm going to click it again.
Yeah. Kotzer, okay. Bias Dalid. Shar. What happened? Well, the Kotzer is very, very short compared to the Aruch, anyway. Okay. So we have the page number should go very quickly. Gimel, I'm looking for, I think, Zion or something like that. Anybody? Where's Zion Amud Beis? I missed it. Past it, right? This is Vav Amud Beis. Zion and Alf. Okay, we're getting places. Very, very important. Here's a very critical phrase already. Watch this now. In Bolam and Advarim Mefapim Metivam, Dove Shamei, Yeroli, Shal Seres Chaverosel Be Mitzli, Ben Shinogaz, Zubuzu, Cham Becham. Why? Shal Yisur Ba'atzma, Shal Bolua, Mefapea, Veyotze, Afila Mechaticha Lechaticha. That if what? That if it's Shamein Mamish, Shamein Mamish, Chelev. We mentioned yesterday that Cholav is in between, right? That's what we spoke about already, in between. Fine. Dvarim Elu, Shamarnu, Afilu Bebasim Becholav, Shacholav Einam Mefapea. What does that mean? Not so much. Not Mechaticha Lechaticha. The Rashi himself said that Cholav was a little bit Shamein to ask the entire Chaticha, not enough to ask the next Chaticha. And here's the line. Vafilu Shasau Kechatichas Nevela, Kamosha Biarnu, Chanai Basa Becholav for sure. Watch this now. Lo Asau Kenevela Atzma, Lidavar Zeh. What do you mean Lidavar Zeh? It's against the Shach Kufei Yerzayim we saw yesterday. The Shach said, no, Rashba's wrong. He said, Chanan by Basa B'cholav, even if none of the Cholav gets out from piece to piece, it's irrelevant. The meat gets out. The meat juice gets out. Says the Rashba, no. You don't say Chanan Lidavar Zeh. Which means what? What it really means is, I'll say it in all Lashon, Ein HaNeser applies even to Basa B'cholav. So if you have meat and milk together, and the meat juice goes out, but the milk juice doesn't, it will not ask for another Chaticha. That's exactly what the Taz says in Simen Kuf Hei, and the Shach disagrees. So the Rashba, the Shach says, the Shach argues with the Rashba, Beferish. But this, we all do it like the Rashba. Fine. I'm looking for another line. No. This is the whole thing? I wrote something down. I'll be hold on. See my. Let's see. Let's go a little bit further. Help me out. Look at that. You find out the test. Where's Tess? Here we go. Dvarim Eile Shamarnu Bechaticha. She Asura Me'atzma. Kechatichas nevela v'dak tamei v'hem etumei v'of tamei shisur nachas atzma, avachatichas heter shenesur machas bulias isur hariu kishar isurim she'enem chashuvim she'en abela choshev shalol izbatel chutz mibosu b'cholom tefi shehu kechatichas nevela kemo shebiyar. Okay, this makes perfect sense. This is what he says over here in the Torah Abayis Hakotzer. Over here. Now, let's see what else he says, if I may, in the Mishmeres Abayis. Before we get to the Berak Abayis. Mishmeres Abayis. Again, Bayis Dalid, Shah Aleph. On the same page test, if we can find it. You'll have to help me out, Rabbi Osai, when it comes on screen. Okay. Which one am I going up or down? Help, where am I going? Looking for Tess of an Alf. Where are we? Ches? Okay. Tess of an Alf. I'm sorry, we're going to go a little bit out of order. Here's the phrase I was looking for both sides. Let's start from here. Uledivrayim after the soft to also. Uledivrayim after the chatiras bas becholav and nafal kuter acheres sheish lo kadei levatel es acholav abalua is according to the after the mutter tavzer achaticha lehatera v'kolsh kein b'shari surin vim kein motzinu hagolo liochlin atma hagolo liochlin. Are you kidding? He's attacking Rashi and Tosis here. I see the word Rashi over here. That Rashi and Tosis learned, if Epshel is self to mutter, the original Chatikh is mutter. To the Machaba Pasin in Sadi Beis. Hagolah bi'ochlin? No way! Hence the expression going back to the Rashba. Ein Hagolah bi'ochlin. Rabosi, you follow me? Ein Hagolah bi'ochlin. The source is here. Al-Korchenu. Kevin Shinesra Shuv Ein Achazer Aslach Sheva. The Vare Nesra. Shenaflu b'keter acheres enonu yodin sheniskan enonu kol yisru misopik enonu matirin afilu. Yeah. Etc. Second. That's the main line I wanted to show you. Okay. Before I even read the Bera'ah, I want to show you the attack of the Rashba. Right? We're gonna have the attack before we even see what he originally says. Maybe I should. That's not nice to do that. I'm going to do this. We should really do this. Let's be fair. Let's be fair about saying we're going to the better bias. Fair is fair. Bias, dollar. I need to look for Chesamid Beis. He says something which is so wild. You know, there are others in the Kana class, as you have to understand. He says, well, we'll get to it in the Mishnah next Sugya. Only one set of dishes. I got to tell you that once. Okay, the one set of dishes. Okay. Old Kosev HaMechaber. This is how the Ra'ah refers to the Rashba. Afapi she'enom chanan b'shar yisurin. Mikol makom osa chaticha she'nivla mena yisur asura v'amenes b'yisura. Eino sara salakadei yisur shabba. Right? That's what he says. Eino gola b'yochlin. Elu dvara matmin min matmin. The Ra'ah knew how to dish it out too. Let me tell you, it went both ways. Okay, what does he say? Sh'acha shata omesh ein chaticha atzmanasas nevela vein b'sharin elabisa shavu v'igufa heteri afi ruyo lios min aminyan and starav l'cheshman shishin levat leisur. Kal chomer from Kral shubat zavosa v'chol and starav minyan shishin. It makes no sense, says the Ra'ah. Shechidishu shechidishu b'chal shitztav achakah am b'kenyama b'yisuro v'yishu b'atza b'osa b'chol v'yod k'shenofu l'kder acheres ma'ata dona leo yeser also lo yeser im toma yeser heich efshar achar she'eno seres kolika elem chedayisa shabu. For this battle, hey chefshel shechol seres chol seres. Then Thomas sheino seres, hey chefshel lechaticha siser shenafel lekader lo teser. Hani mili damer lechucha. You're making a joke. And now watch this. Behold, shemeolo lohusku b'shemokom chaticha atzanas nevela elo lesser b'shir kula. You need 60 times the whole thing. That's what the Gemara says. I'm not going into the Kral aspect, but the Kral is too complicated for right now. Skipping Kral. Udvora behepechein, says the Ra'ah. This line is such a pella, this Ra'ah, but you have to be the Ra'ah to say it. The Ra'ah said many political things. Sheyose roi lomar bishari suin chaticha atunas nevela mi bosa b'cholof. Abosa, if we didn't know the Ra'ah better, we'd think we said it was a typo. We were learning from the day one. Chaticha nas nevela is by Abosa b'cholov. By Shari Surin, Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. Rabbeinu Tam says yes, Pashas with the Rabbanon. Kamas the Ra'ah says fakert. It's more roy, it's more proper to apply it to Shari Surin, to Abosa b'cholov. What? Yep, he said it. Gotta love it. That's what we were Ashbos attack, and we'll see in a minute. Why? Tells you why. The Bishari Surin Iko Oser Vinessa. The Hainu Heter Mikavan Shanivla Haheter Mino Isur Roy Lomar Shikvan Nesar Veino Chosel Hetero Vafilu Nifla Kolisa Shabo Bikshva Nivla Isur Begufo Vinasa Kol Beguf Echad Bishari Sur. I'm a boss of a cholov Shu Heter Beheter Vitsirufan Husha Osran Emsher. Shem disparish tzirufon, they split up. Bichdei shenisha golechad noki kitchilaso. Shiu mitorin. That's pshat. Vezesh lo huska lo shenef shel sof to ala basa b'cholav. All of husku beis the shaynes. Vedav echad chaticha asnas nevela. Em shel sof to. Uvishari suru no iskiu mi olav ala chaticha asnas nevela. v'skira lo ve'olam efshel sochto. Uman d'lesse b'shari sun chanan efshel d'isle basa b'cholav efshel sochto. Uman d'isle b'shari sun chanan levela efshel sochto asur. Lo sagi d'lesle b'shari sun chanan. It's an unbelievable word. They're all saying that you would say chanan more readily by shari surin than you would say it by basa b'cholav. I have a raya. Not just a raya mukhrachas, he says. It's a raya mukhrachas. What's this raya mukhrachas? How can be a raya mukhrachas? It's something that's so wild. But Gemara mukhach behedjet efshel sochto v'chatich anas nevela. Chona milsi, we saw, right? A Gemara. We saw the Gemara. Ikasavach efshel sochto v'chatich anas nevela. Ule'el pregir anoshe. The Gemara there says, chanan, meshemina, v'lo dakinen alo, v'lo matmien alo klal. Why did it say on Daf Kuf Efshel Sochto? Now the hedge and Aktinan Svar the Rav the Chaticha Nasa the Velo, but the Kina the Matmina Tuva Tvei Midliel. Yeah, Gemara says as follows. Gemara says the reason why came in this number Basa B'Cholav Chaticha Nasa the Velo Cholav the Da Choshev Cholav the Velo Ubasa the Da Choshev Choshev the Velo. Chol echad olse b'mino b'mash di b'drab yuda. Mashengen b'shari surin yadachatichas basa sh'nesra b'machwas dam. Ava b'chanan dayal eser olse di nesra fi drab yuda. Dislay min b'mino lo batil. Okay. What's he saying over here, Abosai? He's saying over here, you don't, the Gemara never asked the kasha by shari surin, but by shari surin is more chomer. Opposite, the Ran said that the discussion is only on Kuf Kufches because that's the source, Basa B'Cholav. Kuf is just the derivative. The Ross is Fakert. You don't discuss it on Daf Kuf because Daf Kuf is Shari Surim, where it's even more Chamor. It's even more Chamor. Wow. It's Vareos. Opposite of the Rashba. How much the exact opposite of the Rashba? Bidiyuk the opposite. Bidiyuk the opposite. Amazing. The Rashba, of course, is going to say it back to him. He's going to give him a what for, a piece of his mind. Let's see. Mishmeres Abayis. Abayis Dalid. What happened? Go click. Sharahov. He's going to say, you've lost it, Rah. What are you trying to tell me? That Shari Surim is more chomer than Basa B'Cholav in this area of Halacha? It's impossible. We know it's impossible. Okay, let's go to those same pages. Whoa, what happened? Oh no. I lost it? You wrote enough tests, right? Is that the page? Test in the bay is a test. There are Shema quotes, there are. Of course, a few lines from there says it's impossible. Let's see if you can find it. Who can help you find it? This is the first point where the Rashbos is the same. This piece itself remains treif. Lo dailo shemarbe betoyos yesa me arboy b'chol daf v'daf el shumahatel b'chachme yisrael agdolin. He makes fun. He scoffs at Rabbeinu Ephraim and they call him milcha d'chucha. What are you kidding? What are you talking about? He says he's bashing him. Hold on a second. We say we came over before. Kevin Shinestra Shuv Ena Chozera Sakshera. That's what he says. Ena Gola Biochlin. Now, there's another piece here. One second. Slowly. Yeah. Rather, Rachas Dvarai, Ramamucha Behedi Hefshel Soda Vachulin. Lo Nohir Velo Tsoir Baalocha Zuklal. Umiyu Tashka Choso Maybe the Kol Toyus Elu Velo Madvorim Mivul Bolin. Wow. The Kodem Sha'askil, the Lamed Aliko Mashakosov, Agin Mashar Yire Beinov, who, the Chomish Yesho Enayim Liro, Shemishtabish Harbe, Lamasha Machmir Bedaito, the Shari Surin, Mibosa Becholov. That's ridiculous, says the Rashba. Avapisha Dvorah Mochichan Diatzma, Shein okay. The Mishari Sura and Ikach Chelik Mutter v'Chelik Aser. V'yam Shalama behenef Shlo Softo. Ula Harfi mina Mutter esa Iser. Ubasa b'Cholav Kulan Heter b'Tziyuf and Osram. V'yain Kan Chelik Shenu Chalama Nafir Iser mina Heter Shakol Gufecha Shalisa. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And he calls Rabbeinu Ephraim, Yesh lo kama rayas chazokas, etc., etc. Afev Yitzchok shecholak alav, lo motu dikdukim elu shasan hu karorim, uvemata ashkocha haorim elu yomushu. Woo! Yeda v'yaskil, the hosn perigin anoshi yev shalahak shal shom, maika sover. Yeah, that's the kasha. Why isn't that kasha there? According to the Ra'a, because everyone agrees Shari Sumin is more chomer. According to the Ran, why not? Because Basa B'chol is determinant and Shari Sumin is just an outgrowth. What did the Rashba say? Shlo al kriyas Hashem diktagu kain gabi tipas cholov. El al ikra mash amar rav chaticha asan asan nevela v'oseras ha-chaticha skul meshin mina al ze hikshu shama perikol ha-bosar ma'kos sova rav Ikasavar, Efsh Lesofta Mutta, etc., etc., etc. That's, there's no Dreif in the first place. That's in. And he goes to Ena Nesar, Melech Shemochu Basabasa, the whole story. Second. So therefore they asked the Kasha, Af Basabasa, Efsh Lesofta, Shari Surin, Ena Bedin, Shadi Chatiha Zuk, Chatiha Znevela Mamish. Ela cholav she'asu chaticha zu miktsas abasa miktsas cholav. By be'ef she liskot la harfim in abasa yishar abasa basa shchut kosher. Kenechef shalom ashe yeso shar chaticha abasa mishemino. That's the Gemara's kasha. But begin anoshe ad rabba. Amru lomoli nosin tam. Osa chaticha atma shal nevela. He atzma tesser. Vim kein balonis yinas tam. Tesser rishona. Vimeshu kimin bimino l'rav. Holt a Rabbi Yehuda. And what does he say? Sherei chazer rishona kimi she'asra. Dainu chatichas nevela. It doesn't mean. It's a borrowed term. Andav kuf. It's a borrowed term. Has nothing to do with Epshel asokta wasra mutter. I've also said three pshatim. Why it's not found in Av kuf. The whole sugya Epshel asokta mutter wasra. According to the Ran, because it derives from Kuf Ches. Sharsim at the Basa B'cholov. According to the Ra'ah, paradoxically, because in Daf Kuf, it's more Chomer. Sharsim is more Chomer than Basa B'cholov. According to the Rashba, no. Chanan in Daf Kuf doesn't mean Chanan. It's a borrowed term. It's Mim B'mino Lo Batil. It's nothing to talk about Efshel Softo. That's what the three different reasons why it's not found in the Sugya on Daf Kuf. Okay, Rabosai? This idea, though, the Ra'ah didn't like. The Ra'ah was no, I started saying before, the Ra'ah knew how to say what he wanted to say, by his Dalet Shar Aleph. He didn't like this pshat that the Rashba suggests, according to the Ra'ah, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the expression of the Gemara Chanan doesn't mean it. What do you mean it doesn't mean it? Chanan means it. Look for Dav Zayin, Rabbi Ose, help me out Dav Zayin. This is Benek Abayas, correct? Chanan, Kotev HaMechaber, this is the Rashba, Ikon Shal Dvar Ma'amav Shal Soch to Osel Ela B'cholav and Bosa B'zu B'lvad Shanasa Kol Gulfecha Shalisa Lo B'shari Surin Hevi Raya, watch this now Modav Kuf Akshin and Lomali Nosem Tam Kulom Nosem Tam Nami Kulomar Litzron Kulu Mishim Chaticha Rishon Om Etar Tzinon Shakona B'silko Kulomar Shasilik Chaticha Rishon Avlo Nashtaira Lechaticha Shniyah She killed the Tam Eser, Vidoik Allah, Amai being in Vai Chaticha Shneer, she killed the Tam, Lord Mitzvah Mishim Mashu, Ravaz Agab Yudah Mishim Mashu, El Alav, then Chaticha Atzma, Nasus Nevela, Lesser Acheris, Mishim Blias Mashu, Lakshaniv the Bechlenis Yinas Tam, Achechu Plitosa Mashu, Isru, Lesser Acheris, Olavachi Plaitas Hetishaba, Eno Seris Alma, Lor Minen, Bishar Surin, Chanan, Lesser Acheros. This is the Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya from the Sugya on Daf Kuf. At Kan. Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya. Says the Ra'ah. Oh, I don't understand. And he made me devour of Ela. I don't understand what the Rashba is saying. I just don't understand the words. Why don't you understand the words? That's what he says. Shemata don bechaticha zu shenes v'machas b'liya. She'ena poletas isseklal. Bora dover. She'ena oseres. Alpha pishi asmanasas nevela. V'zu tana letzli. Shemuta beklipa. Alpha pishi chaticha asmanasas nevela. Aval ein din ze berotev. She'afal pi. She'ena b'lua le'isa mashu. Poletas isse v'heter. Aval she'omru kema shenos tam bechaticha. Lav dafkin esinas tam. Alakol shenivlo klal. The Rashba makes fun of this, but he didn't know that the Ramban said it. I told you that the Rashba Mishmeres makes fun of this. Don't say that sometimes lav dafka. But had he known the Ramban said it, he wouldn't have made fun. I'm telling you, this is what we pointed out before. They were always like the Ramban. Now feel the blue as mashu min in shechanan. Kedemucha b'avodah zara. Yeah. The old. One second. Kelam alei the rav lat kuri tama the chaticha atmanas is the velo. V'zu kusha gedola l'dvarov. V'yadirabba. V'nosh amina d'bishari surin amina chaticha nas nevela. It's a big kasha to say the Chanan is lav dafka. It's a big kasha to say it's lav dafka. Yes, he thinks he doesn't like that at all. They all knew how to say it. But this is I gave you an overview, a quick run through the shiur so far today, some of the lashonis of the Rashba and the Ra'or and their back and forth. To discuss what we've been discussing until now. End part one of today's shiur. Ad Kan part one. We now start our bosai part two. Part two is a whole new sugya. A whole new sugya has to do with the Gemara on Kuf Ches Amid Beis. That's a totally new sugya. I mean, sort of. Kuf Ches Amid Beis, Rabosai. Look carefully. It's a Gemara which really is so complicated, Rabosai. It's so hard to understand. It's so hard to understand. The Gemara Kuf Ches Amid Beis has as follows. It's based on a Havim in the Gemara. Most is as follows. But the 10th line. Lo'ol kasabar rav cholov nami osur. Hocha b'mayaskinon. Don't you nafal l'toch yororo sachas. The mivla bola miflet lo polit. Sof kinayach ha'da polit. B'shakodam v'silko. End of the sugya. The whole sugya of Bosai is less than 3 lines. These are 3 lines that require careful examination. Taisvot. Shenafal l'toch yoro rosachas t'mivna bola mifad l'polit. Tema! D'dover hanira le'inayim hu d'polit d'kshenos din yerek b'kedera rosachas mishtana maris ha'mayim in a yerek. You put a carrot into boiling water, the world turned reddish. V'chein basar shuman nimoach l'tocha. What are you telling me? There's no. It's ridiculous to say such a thing. V'nira shamnunis al arotev. What are you telling me? It's ridiculous. The fact that the water is boiling does not prevent some of the meat or the vegetables from coming into the water. What are you talking about? My own eyes show me you're wrong. 2 ways out. First, 2 brothers. V'nira l'rashbam. Tohar de kama mifad lo polit hainu ad shihei savea milivloa. Rabosei, we'll call it in today's language, it's a one-way street. You know, now they made a lot of one-way streets in the city. It used to be two-way and everything. What is one way? Either it's going in or it's coming out. You can't have two-way traffic. Rabosei says there's a lot of traffic now with the gas lines. Can't have two-way traffic. Only one-way traffic. As long as things are going in, they won't go out. So says the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashba. Avali achash and savea, chozer upolit. Yes, you see fat in the water, or you see carrots cold in the water, came after it finished absorbing, after the carrot or the meat absorbed from the water, it spits it out. Chen pirsha rav Rabbeinu Shmaya, sof ki nayach od upolit, hainu, ki nayach mibli yoso. When it stops absorbing, then it starts spitting out. So you pull it while the carrot is still absorbing, you pull the carrot out, a tray for carrot, a tray for piece of meat. So you pull it out before, nothing's going to come out. For olson kalem ukoras shasuras shemagilim osam besoch yora gedola umenichan olson bibifnim. You put a small pot in the big pot. Shamayim roasting היה מצריך הבן שמול להניח להם שור גדולו עד שיש להם שורס לגמור בליו ולחסו ולפלו אחר כך. You want a kosher a pot? Leave it there a long time. Gotta wait till the pot finishes absorbing from the water till it spits out its tarfus into the water. Dvar teimahu. The mi boki leida shir zeh. Who knows how long it takes for the pot to finish its bliya or the meat or the carrot? No one knows this. Omer ben atah. Brother has a better pshah. What's his pshah? Tohar dika omer hocha miv la bola mifit lo polit. Hainu? Lo polit mashabola achshav. It's a one-way street for the present bliya. What I absorb now, I'm not going to spit out now. What I absorbed last week, or yesterday, or an hour ago, I'll spit out now for sure. Avamashe balua mikodem, pull it. Meridik. You hear what's going on? It's a much better pshat. This appeals to us. Much better anyway. Now he goes further. Ve'en lahatim mitam ze lahagel klishu ben yomo. K'shen b'mayim shishim levat al yisr. Ulahanichan bifnim k'shen roskin. Mishim d'mayim mivle balei ha yisr shebekli. Below palti. What's going on? What's he saying? What's he saying? He's discussing the intricacies of Hagolah. We'll come back to read the line again. The b'mayim shein slulin lo shayech lomar blia. The lo bale, they don't swallow it. Ela shemis are behem ha'iser. Here's a distinction fundamental between swallowing something and getting mixed up with something. We discussed it, remember a few days ago? Remember we had the vote, today's election day. We had a vote, right? If you have two hot liquids, do they swallow each other or they just mixed with each other? We thought some achlokas between the Raivin and the Ramban Rashba, if you recall. The guy named Svara Lomar, the Kihechi Dama Mivla Bola Mifla Lo Polit Masha Bola, Hochinami Mifla Polit Mivla Lo Bola Masha Polit. Doesn't go the way around. The odium Kenya also the Hagel Shnei Kelim Zechazeh. The Bagolas Rishon Netzra Mayim Vasheni Yivla Mena Mayim Asurim. The Vade Platus Atzmalo Yivla. I will Platus Kliacha Yivla. Become Kliar Rishon in a Machlis Kulo Bevasachas Bemayim Roschim. If you do it in two shifts, Ken Mashenichas Tchila Polit Vesad Hashenish and Machlis Hakach Bolea Mashapolit Tzidu Arishon. It can't work. Lachain Nira. Bottom line, you can't cash. You can't kash. Why? Ein lahagil kli ben yomo k'she'ein b'mayim shishim nevatel v'hagola demidyon lo osra torah le ben yomo lo igilu ala kelim k'tanim v'soch hagdolim she'er b'mayim shishim levatel ho isur. Whoa, unbelievable. The holy Torah is referring only to a case you kash a little becha and a huge pot 60 times its value in water. That's what the Tosfos says. There's an exception. Uverev Pesach, Kodem Arba Shos, Mutal Lahagel Kli Shal Chometz, Afal Pishim B'mayim Shishim. You know why? Gimel Nos Ne Tam Shal Heter, HaChometz Nos Ne Tam B'Kli, V'Kli Nos Ne Tam B'mayim, V'mayim Chosin B'Nivloim B'Kli, V'Dayenu Heter Shul Kodem Arba Pesach, Nat Bar Nat Bar Nat De Hetera. That works. Ad Kanabo said a machlokus between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam says that you can kasher a ben yomo without 60 for the following reason. What's going to happen? So the water will be absorbed in the pot, and then it's going to it'll go out, and presumably it's not going to come back. This is Rashbam's science. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it will come back, and therefore you can only kasher if the 60 times the volume of the pot in the water. A complicated toaster, Rabbi Osai. A complicated toaster. Oh. Now, Rabbi Osai. We pass in halacha like the Rabbeinu Tam. How do I know? Open the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Sadi Bey Sif Aleph. Take a look. Simon Sadi Bey Sif Aleph. You know, I told you we skipped Aleph. We looked at Bey's, Gimel, Dalet. He still has to come back to Beis especially, but Aleph we skipped completely. Kazai is Boso, Shenovlatoch Yora, Shelcholov, Roseach, Toim, Agoya, Kadera. Imamashesh Botam Bosor, Asura, Vimla Muteres, Afilapogos Mishishim, Bosaratich Asura. The Medra Amurim, Mishakoda Vahotzi, Hakaticha Kodosha Tiflot Cholov Shabola, the Hainu Kodosha Tanua Kayora Merisichosa. While it's boiling, it will not accept this blia. Avalim lo hispik litzalko asha tuchal liflor acholav shebolo afa pisha tomu goy ben botam klal osur elam ken yesh po shishim. This is the Mechabes Psak. This is the Mechabes Psak. The truth is, there's yet another opinion which talks about kashering. That's the Ramban. And to see the Ramban, the Ran talks about it. Take a look on the Ran, either Mem Dalid Amud Aleph or Kuf Chav Ches in the new pages. And both sides, it's Kuf Chav Ches column 2. In the old print again, it's Mem Dalid Amud Aleph towards the top. He quotes Rashi. Heishiv, it's in bold by us. Top of column 2. Heishiv, Alav Rabbeinu Shmuel, which is so in Tosfos. Heichi Amrina, Shekol Zman, Sheino Nochmer, Suchoso. Eino Polet, Heredova Nero Lion, Shemnos and Bosser, or Shlokas, Beroska, Nishan, Esmarayan, Lamara Shuman, and Bosser, Lamara Shlokas. Viod, Vitoras Hagola Nilmo, Shriba Mayim Roskin, Magilin, Vakodam Shianuchu, Mercy Chosen, Besalkan Osam, Shaliacha Shanochu, Heich Polten, Vichyesh Hagola Beposhrin. Has to be boiling hot. So obviously boiling hot does achieve something. Kufichach pirish huzal. Hochikamah. Niflet lo polet li alter achi savea mi livloa. If the first absorb, only then can you spit out, and that's what you call him visilko. Call him visilko. That's what he says. Fine. Ule pirish zeh. Trichamonu li zor ba'agolas kelim la'sholstam z'man meruba. Achi savea livloa v'yiflatu. We saw that, right? The pot will swallow and spit out. The gamze ain't a mechuver. Not only is Rashi wrong, Rashbam is also wrong. The man leimolon mosayu saveh melevloa mibaki. We saw in Tosfos. Yo, shemidavaratz mashul meshiv shereibosu shomein polet lialta lechutz haroskin. But shuman nirim b'miad yirakas lialta. Doesn't take long. I mean the tam pirish. Oh, dochi kama mivla bola. Avo mivla polet masha bola achshav. Achyenuchu amay mercy chasa. Amasha bulubo bekvar. Polate afilibu mayim roslin. Shekain daka shaloslin mavlin. Halacha yibiyavish mavlitin mimeno masha ibisar. This we saw before? Fine. Harambanzal pirish. The maidam rinan hocha mivla bola mivla polate. Hanodavka becholov. Just milk. Shein kol amashkin shov. The cholov roseach machlik venivla hu bebosar. Veeno maflin es abosar. Chomet roseach is fakert, mayim maflitin vein mavliin, etc. etc. Every liquid is different. Ulefichach, next paragraph, ein magilin b'sharminim ashken el b'mayim. The afal gav the gavim murak v'shuta b'mayim. Darshin Torah's Kohanim. B'mayim lo b'yayin b'mayim lo b'mozuk. Farminin b'perek dam chadas b'zvachim tzadivov. The betruma afilu b'mayim afilu b'mozuk. B'mayim. What does that say, the Bazaar? Afilu. What does it say? B'yayin. Oh, that's what I thought. B'yayin afilu b'mozuk. Hahi abaye hu de'amra. Uli marika shtifa d'tzon in amara. There, according to one opinion in Zvachim Tzadivav, there are three processes for kutchin. Hagola, and then marika shtifa. Okay, marika shtifa is just a ceremony. For that you can use wine. But if it's a hagola to take out the stuff which is balu on the kadera, water and water only. Abal hagola dechaben ein ala b'mayim. That's it. Nothing else. Oh. So next paragraph. Uvahachi solid piruka lemaydeik lemaydek medina da hagola. Tamaylo chashina dafal pisha amayim flitim hakli shakli chozer ubolei amehen. Right, it's gonna go right back. Bishlama kelim tanim efshalagilim yorosh gudolah shish b'mshisha mayim harbeg levatlam kol apletas hakli. That's a Tosa said. The only hagol in the Torah, there's 60 times the water compared to the volume of the cup. Avol kli gadol shein b'mayim shabiyorosh shishim kineged kula, because they usually have their thick pots. Heich magilin also. And don't tell me any ben yomo. Could be paskin. Not stand of gamas mutter without a hagola in the raisa. We who needs a hagola? And more than that, he says, what good is a hagola do? Shemeno nesa machas masha bole a achshav. Hagola zu. Fishu pogo. Matzorach lagilo. Hey, I never been so pogamu. What are you accomplishing by this hagola? It was pogam. Now it goes out and comes right back again pogam. What's the difference? What went out won't come back in again. Look at this line. Is the Kora a prophetess? Notice he used the lush in the cave. The Kora is female. And only seven prophetesses. And this Kora is not one of them. Below the havliya, he paskin to get kasher, even in a ben yomo, is no problem. And you can kasher in a tray for pot, because as long as the water is boiling, the fizah magilim yor asura, she calls man shemaim roshim, ein akelim bolim. Only things only come out, and nothing goes in. And nothing goes in. Okay. And don't do too many hagolas at once, the last few lines of page Kuf Chav Ches, because once the water changes colors, it's not water anymore. And you can kasher ben yomo without shishim. That's what he says. Says, for the sake of completeness, Rabosai, Kuf Chav Tes, it's Memdal and Amenalf. Ve'ein Zedasa ben Yitzchak, 3. Ukosav she'im agilin kli ben yomo, elim kenish memayim shishim. And she shlocha shloyams of yivla pleitoso, and in magilim bekli yisra ben yomo amonkein who dak harbe shabziko amayim shabesocho shishim migufo, and in ben yomo it works. I let natirena below agola who pogum mahawilo agola af achshav chozer b'leim and apogum. Yeah, that was the Ramban's kasha. Ikol meimar below dami the kodem agola af apishu pogum mikolam kishabola. It started off good. Tchilas b'shvach. The fichach tzarach agola shem yishtamish bo biyodo mushbach. It's a gzeira. He may use it within 24 hours. Avol kol shu bolei apogum b'tchilas b'loso ein lochush klal. And therefore, this bolei b'shas agola b'pletas atzmo ein lochush akach kevin shabos b'tchilas b'loso hu pogum rabosai. That's shari surin. But chomas l'fnei zmano we can be mekel t'vinatz l'atereh. He's quoting the Tosfos. And Kli Midyan is only small little cups. It's a Pesach of art, but that's what the Rish says. That's what we pass on the Lachal Lamaisa for us. Ad kind of just gives a little bit of a Chazara to see what it says over here. Okay, a little Chazara. It's interesting when the fine. We now, I there's so many things to do. We have to keep very careful. I only have another 25 minutes. I want to comment something very, very, very important. Very, very important. I want to show you a Pischei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Hei Sivkotn Ches Star. And it's all based, Rabosai, all based on the Gemara Kuf Test we spoke about before. And here we're going to go back to one of my favorite topics. And again, in the minority, I recognize that, but I'm still going to try to insist that I'm right. But, you know, you don't have to listen to me. Kuf Hei Pischei Tshuva Ches Asterisk. Nofal Isucham. I am the same Chamuri Daniel. Shekosa. The Eino Nesa Teichef. Him silek miyad, elam kein shok tas. I got this shaila so many times in my career. Something just fell for a second, I pulled it right out. Did it come tray for a split second? He says, no. What's the raya? Kemo shekosu b'simen sadi beisiv beis im nir v'kisa miyad mutter. That's the expression of the Torah. Umali nir v'kisa osile koiser. It's all based on our Gemara. Our Gemara said, if it's near v'kisa miyad, it's chila v'atzof, there's no problem. Why? The split second before it was near miyad, v'kisa miyad, it already made a problem of Chanan. You see, nothing happens in one split second. Ad kan the raya of the Chamude Daniel, and this Chamude Daniel is agreed to. Who wants to guess of all the poskim we saw until now, who's the most likely in agreement to Chamude Daniel? Say it louder. Rani Shulchan is the least likely. He's a machmer on most things. Let me give you my svara. Doesn't get hot right away. Takes a while to get a little hot. Who was the one who backed me up? If it's not hot, I don't care, Tato, don't bitch me. Who? That's it. You got it right. The Aruch HaShulchan. He said so. Aruch HaShulchan is in Simin Kuf Hei Sif Mem Gimel. But he has certain caveats. Could we get the Aruch HaShulchan, Binyamin? Certain caveats. Aruch HaShulchan, and you understand why I like it. I like it. He has a raya from our Gemara. I like it even without a raya. Things don't get hot instantaneously. Right, we're going to see soon, though, at Aruch HaShulchan, he says something which is a little bit mind-boggling in terms of how long you have till you can be still making. But we'll be patient. Simon, Aruch HaShulchan, please.
Where was Aruch HaShulchan? I don't remember exactly where he is.
Where would you find Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Osai?
The things that are around
the really? It's not? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have the Aruch HaShulchan is Soviv in the very... Okay, Yoredeya, Simon Kufei. Sif Memgim. Kufei, there is Kufei, right there it is. Sif Memgim. Memgim, 43. There it is. Let's see. Thank you so much. Here we go. Watch this, Rabbi Osaka. Okay. Yeroli. The Becholadinim Shinizbar Benegias Cham Becham below Rotev. Eino Alem Kein Hun Chuze Alze Oze Tzelze Eizes Man. The Imtechef Netolo Zemize Ein Svara Klal Shetesla Berega Achas. The Koshkein Banocha Bekli She Eino Oze Alem Kein Shoy Eizes Man. The Yosem Mizaris Lagodol Echod Shekosa Tafilu Dava Gush Shenafa Lerotev. Whoa. V'teichav helu eino oser. V'hevi raya v'mashikosav simen tzadi beis. The benafal l'kdei reshul basar al chaticha shechutz derotev. V'nir v'kisa miyad mitzav v'kol ha'kdei v'lishishim. Pischei tshuva ches b'shem. What's that? Chamude Daniel. Almo de eino neser miyad. What happened in that kind of a case? What's exactly the case? Dava gush Nafal Lerotev? Is that the case? What was the case? Fakert, no? Wasn't it a dover? Tipa fell on Rabosai. A tipa fell on what? On a piece of meat. Isn't it the opposite? I'm asking a question. He says dover gush and nafal lerotev. He should have said nafal olav rotev. No? That's derived from the divrei from the Chamude Daniel. Alma. Then that's the out of a divrei tame. Umikomak of Nirali. Shom have a mamish miyat. If it's a solid and liquid, it has to be mamish miyat. Ava b'cham b'cham below rotev o b'kli im lo shaw eiz zman lo nesa. What's the zman? Rabosai, the Aruch HaShulchan was the most practical pesuk. I'm gonna leave it. Whoa, zman gives you zman. Ulai havi hashir v'sheyitnu al ha'esh v'yaschel artiach makovish b'tzir. Which is found in Simon Kuf Hei Sif Aleph. V'yetz Shashim V'zeh Ladina. Now, of course, there's only one problem. How big? How long is that shear? Eish V'yas Latiach. How big is the eish? How big is the water? One of those big enigmas. I looked it up just before the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Hei, where that phrase is found in Sifah Aleph. He says, some estimate as much as, you're not going to believe this, 18 minutes. 18 minutes to ask something? Even I, the biggest Mekel, cannot accept it. 18. So some say it's 6 minutes. 6 minutes? What? I obviously depends on those facts. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. This is what he says. Lefi ani yisdaiti, what is the real shear? The real shear is when it gets hot. When it gets hot. That's all. So if you have a small piece of milk, drop of milk, falls on a hot piece of meat, it's going to get hot very, very quickly. I'll go further than that. I think, fakert, if it's a solid falling into a liquid, it's going to get hot even more quickly. It's surrounded totally by a hot liquid even more quickly. That's what I would say. Mamish miyad. So I don't think the Chamura Daniel is discussing this case at all. What's his case, the Chamura Daniel? He's bringing a raya El Balsai from our Gemara. Our Gemara is liquid, a teep of liquid falling on a solid, not a solid into a liquid. Solid to liquid, it could be happening so fast, maybe you don't have a split second. But if it's a liquid falling on a solid, you have a minute. A half a minute, a quarter of a minute, I don't know, it's hard for me to give a definitive amount of time. But you have a few seconds at least, till it gets hot. Things will get hot instantaneously. Rabosai, the Yad Yehuda, who's often on Nemesis, I love the Yad Yehuda, he goes through everything very, very well. He says there's no raya from our Gemara. You know why? His belia is immediate, instantaneous when the drop of milk falls on the meat. Instantaneously there's a belia. Only one thing. It's not nas and avela immediately. Whoa. Whoa. You know why? Because it's soful dispashate. We know that phrase, do we not? Rabosa, who remembers the phrase soful? Who remembers that phrase soful dispash? Who remembers it? No? Where did it come from? Tosdaf Kuf. Take a look. Tosdaf Kuf. We have to analyze what this phrase means, Rabosa. Very, very important. Very, very important. What did Tosdaf say? Bottom of Tosfos, last the seven lines of Kufam and Al. Below Amrinon, last five lines. Below Amrinon, she teyasa nevela osa chaticha shenaf olei acholov. Why not? Meyacha she sofol ispashet bekol achatichas. They bring a right from our Mishnah. We did a havi atipas cholov shenaf la chatichas basa. The main osan tam is mutter. Afal pisha koda she tispashet atipa no sin tam b'makom nefilasa. Below Amrinon, she yasa osa habasa. Nivela, the place that it fell on. Kevan to sofa tipa, lispashet b'cholachaticha. Here's the famous expression, Rabosai, of sofa lispashet. And I wanted to suggest, Rabosai, although I told you I'm a big fan of Chamura Daniel, that perhaps Rashi is saying the Yad Yehuda's words. Because Rashi left out the main word, holobola. What do we say? Holobola klal. I think that if you have the word klal, sounds like the Chamura Daniel is right. Nothing's absorbed. But Rashi took out the word klal. How did he say? Lo bola chaticha rishon yosem in achrona. You don't say chanah because it's going to spread out through the entire piece. I have to confess that Rashi sounds like the Yad Yehuda, but the Gemara sounds like me. Klal. Like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Chamura Daniel. So now to end this year, I want to go into the Megillas Sefer. Can you get me after me on Hebrew books, Benjamin? Our last source for today. Yes, sir.
According to this Yad Yehuda, if you would drop a piece of milk on a piece of meat and then cut off part of the meat immediately, the next part of meat, would that be us, sir?
Could be, because you have instantaneous belia. You know,
but if we say that it's not Hanan because it's so fully spashed, so then that means that the chalav wasn't spashed to the entire piece of meat, so how could you hold both?
Yeah, I don't want to put words into the Yad Yehuda's mouth. If you look it up, it's the Yad Yehuda, end of Sifkotan, Yud Beis. Does anyone have a Yad Yehuda? I guess you probably got to. I have it on my desk. I have a copy right here on my desk in the issue. If you want to look at it, please feel free. The Megillah Sefer is 50, 60. Yeah. I forgot what page we're up to. It's a very no back 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 back. It's five, 7 pages. Let's try that. Perfect, home run. Okay. Now, boss, here we are. Agamar. What did Agamar say? Osov l'spashim. In the sinas hatam is manit, vasil l'sbatel, eno seris. Okay? So he wants to know if something comes in, is about to go out. Right? Skip a little bit just for it. Ein tam abosa omu l'spashit kolz man shacholav muvla b'toch abosa. He says, Chisar and Abliya is not considered a Chisar. I'm just glossing over this, but maybe we'll get back to it tomorrow. I want to get to my main point for today. Oh. Here we go. Mavua b'sugyan. Dim gamacha shenofla tipa alachaticha. Im niyav kisa miyad mo'ol shlo tesa afil elsachaticha. Pischei tshuva chamuda daniel. Bli enemiyadit, el shoe is his man, achinivla, beloved mizer, shemnaval isa betochetem, misukam yadin and oser. And there are chashuvan, megimul is masking. Alba Yad Yehuda says, no, no. Tama isa is fashion miyad beheter. Avi misal kena miyad la yoel. What's his proof? The rebi iwi shall call of roseach al bosat sonain. Lamanda omar ilo govar. Nesar kol abosar. Afalgav, shen koach b'cholav libola b'bosar rak b'rega ha'irui, v'chakachu kvar noch b'klisheni. Afal pikein, b'rega echad shal irui, maspiku libola b'cholav bosar. V'chen mucha gam mehagolos kelim, shemachtes u'motzi miyad, v'dayo, u'v'rega echad nifra kol achutz. My ridiculous. You see that the Yoruch HaShulvan is incorrect. That the Chamudu Daniel is incorrect. Two riots. Uma Shemoil near Okisa Miyad. Says Yad Yehuda, hold the Osl Spashin. Lachain Eina Oser Sachaticha Ad Kan Torah Devar. Very, very nice. So the question is, wait a minute. The Ibnaf Altipa Chalab Alachaticha. Umiyad near Eina Oser. Afagam Shemit Chilo is Spashin Atam Becholachaticha. Becholzos, mola niyir achakach, lach shem esatam ke osam dispashet, veino oser, koshkin in his particular case. Oh. He says, eina muvon, madua mola niyir akisa, hey, bishosh in dispashet, atam bechaticha, lo ya omed lotes mimeno, vachachakach, aide maise ha'odom, dispazir atam. Rabbosa, the word soulful is spashy only mean automatically. Right? That's how we understood it. Here, it took another guy to stir it a few seconds later to achieve that. It's not soulful is spashy automatically. So what in the world is going on here in the Yad Yehuda? It's a shver of art. This is what he wants to say. A noopshat. Look what he says. It's a brilliant pshat. Also, Cholov, Shehu, this is a modern Hebrew word, B'tahalich hitpashtut, or hispashtus. But the word talich you won't find in the Rashba. Okay? Talich is a, process, right? It's in the process of spreading. Eino nivla, b'osa mokos shenafol. No, it's not swallowed. I bet it's there. Elarach mifkad pocket bay. It's just, it's in a storage tank over there. Remember Dam Mifkut Pocket? Remember? It's stored over there. The Zelo Kev's man. Acha Hacholov Nivla U Misrakev. What does it mean Misrakev? No. What's a hair cave? Right? Hair cave kolitz yoni, right? They come together, right? They come together. A hair cave of a bezin. Of a Torah. People come together. So it has to come together. Until then, it's just a It's meura velo nivla. We had that expression just earlier today. It's mixed, but it's not together. The kolos is man who rak meura vimo, avelo muka vimo, velo nechshav v'adayim lebishul basa b'cholov. How do you like that? In order to say bishul basa has to be nivla, not just enough murukov, has not enough tarovis, has to be actually a blia. Velo chein gam eino osa berega hanefila, the afal gav the hispashtus. Yes, it moves. Look, another beautiful new Hebrew phrase. His mazgus. I gotta love it. What's his mazgus? Right. It's becoming one. You're mazig as a kois. So the war and the wine becomes mamish one. Hatam b'chaticha lo kachas man. Lo kachas man. You also want to find the Rashi, but it's a man and turn. Takes time. Text does the English translation. Lo kachas man, right? Okay. V'nir o kisa miyad mo lefashen es acholav kodesh nismazeg v'nispashen l'mabosu. Beautiful. Chazanish. So he says, wow. Hasav nismazgus muchletet. Okay. Until that happens, nothing happens. You don't say chanan. You don't say Chanan. That's what he says. No, what about Irui? With the two rice. Irui cholav al basar. The mandami lo gavar. Berega ha Irui misarev miyad. Tam cholav. B'cholach haticha. V'ahis mazgus. V'neihem. Nasis liachas mikain. Avshik for nigmar ha Irui kodom lechem. He said that can happen even later on. Amazing chiddush. Amazing chiddush, Rabbi Moshe. I gotta say it's an amazing chiddush. It's a beautiful chiddush. If it's so, it's so. If it's so, it's so. I wanted to suggest to knock off the Yad Yehuda's raya from Irui. What do you mean? Irui is an ongoing process. Irui doesn't just one split second. When you pour, you're pouring a whole bunch. So remember we had the drop before, keeps the drop afterwards warm, right? It comes a while, and then it's a whole hemshich. And in my opinion, what's the critical criterion? Will it achieve Yatzel Lettuce? So if you pour for a while, the pouring will get the bottom to reach Yatzel Lettuce. Okay, then we're going to say there is a Belia. My version of the Aruch HaShulchan is it's no Belia as long as it stays cold beneath Yatzel Lettuce. Kein Nira. What about the raya from Hagolas Kelim? Hagolas Kelim. You know why? Because the Torah says you put it in and take it out immediately. What did I tell you before? I want an honest answer. What did I tell you before about a solid going into a liquid? What did I tell you? That's mamish miyad. Even more miyad than the liquid and the solid of the tipas cholav on the liquid on solid. I told you. Solid and liquid is mamish miyad. You'll ask me, you go into the lab, they'll tell you it's not true. Everything takes a little bit of time until the pot becomes the Yatzel Lettuce. I have a varot a chiddush. It says in Svarim, based on the Gemara, you have to kasher in boiling water. Boiling water. How hot is boiling water, Bosai? In degrees. How hot? 212. 212. How hot do you cook at, generally speaking? When you cook a piece of meat, you cook a piece of fish, cook a piece of whatever. It doesn't get too, not in the oven, not I'm talking about in a pot. It doesn't reach 212. It doesn't want to cook so high. So why do you need 212? Slowly. That's my chiddush. You need 212 in the water. Since you machniso magilo motzio miyad, or you wait a few seconds till it goes in and it goes out, you want that the pot that you put in, or the cup, or the spoon, or the fork, or the knife, should reach Yatzel Lettuce. You have a very low shear Yatzel Lettuce. Let's say 113 degrees. Let's pick that up. Okay, so you have to get, the water is 212. You have a 100 degree margin. You follow me? 212. Get down 99 degrees, you have to down to 213, still Yatzel Lettuce. So you want that to make sure that the kli will get to Yatzel Lettuce. You want the water to be 199 degrees hotter. 212 degrees. That's my pshat. Certain poskim say, our Moshe is in a tshuva. What will happen if you have ongoing Hagola? That's, you take it in and take it out. You say Kabola Kachpolto. If it only went in at 180 degrees, that's in some kind of an industrial situation. You can kasher it at 180 degrees. That's only if it's long term. If it's long term, so the same heat that the metal got to when it was 180 degrees going in, it'll get to going out. It's Kabola Kachpolto. Kane Nire Li. Kane Nire Li. Oh. Rabosai. All this is quite remarkable. All this is quite remarkable. This is all according to Rav. What about according to Shmuel? Shmuel says, what? Come on, Rabosai, listen carefully. I still have another 4 minutes. What does Shmuel say? Tato Gova, right? Tato Gova. So Iwi only achieves what? Kedei what? Kedei Klipa. Right? Ademekele Bola. Ademekele Bola, if you recall, we learned the Sukkot of Tato Gova. We had a possibility, not a certainty. Ademekele Bola Zachumra Bialma may be achieved even without Yad Soledes Bo. Maybe. If you don't want to accept that, you'll assume, since I'm pouring a lot, not just a little, keep pouring. It takes a long time. It will reach the level of, the bottom will reach the level of Yad Soledes Bo. The poskim say the kasher. If you want to kasher something which only absorbed with Irui, you don't need roasting. So, quoted Mishnah Brura. Why don't you need roasting? Perhaps this is the reason. You don't need roasting because it's the only game in the Kalei Klipa, and therefore you don't even, maybe not even need that the metal should get to Yad Soledes Bo. So it's enough if the water is Yad Soledes Bo. This is very, very important. Our last point for today is this. I'm just going to, just for 2 minutes, and then we're going to just finish this tomorrow. Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Dalet Vav. B'tzolim Shebolu Basar. Let's catch it again. You have onions which absorb meat, and they fell into milk. Gewalt. If you do a kama basar bolu, if you know how much meat was in the onions, ein tzarech shishim keneged kol habitzolim, el rak keneged habasar abalua behem, te beheter abalua bechaticha laorim chana. Chana is by yisurim. This is heter. You don't say chana by heterim. Kivege there as the kasha. Wait a minute. Hare acholav shebikdeira nivla betocha botzel v'nas in the vela mea boster abaluabo. Wait a second. The meat and the milk meat in the onion. Ruchshechozev v'niflat yitztarchu shishim kineged kol habitzolim. What a tremendous kasha. What a tremendous kasha. Kivege shem nokat ken ledina en achinam. Ayin mechaber. Nitzchak lahamet divrei hamechaber. You look it up. Tzadi dalavov shemeduba bekedera habluo mecholov. We say a milch of a pot. There's no milk in it. It's a milch of a pot with no milk inside. Aval hein mecholov ben. Va'ad shacholov magia lepzalim hu kvanat banat. Once till the milk comes in, the meat and the onions already not banat that teira. Aval benof lekedera sheish b'mamish cholov. It's milk in the pot. Sarach be'emes the shara keneged kol habitzolim. Of course, because the meat and the milk meat. In the onions, that's in the vela. Who bats mo heir? Should be divri haramo b'simin sadi heisim beis muchach shloket dvaro b'zeh. It's an off in the ramo. We're talking about a case where the meat and the milk will meet in the onion. There is milk in the pot mamish. Afal pikein, we don't say that the onion becomes chaticha nasis nevela. And the obvious question is why not? So tomorrow we'll start off seeing Rabbi Kivager inside, in the text, and then we're going to try to our best to complete the sugya. Blineda. Has anyone finished the Mamakovas yet? Anybody? Nobody. Okay? Just want to make sure. I'm not blaming you. Just want to know where I'm holding.